Just drop into your body. Going to do a little meditation. And take a breath. And feel the energy in your body and in the room. And what has been here all weekend, the entourage, the beautiful, loving entourage that helps us come into that space of I am love and I am loved. And know that that love is alive in this moment, in this room, in everyone in it, and in your own heart. And feel the presence of love right now. Take a breath and drop a little more deeply into right now, right here, the space of receiving from the divine source, the all that is, the presence of that love and honoring that we all are, that we share as a family. And let your breath gently resonate with your heartbeat so that you continue to soften that place around your heart. Continue to open that place around your heart to the energy, the possibilities for healing, the endless love that is here and that always awaits us and that is always the beautiful message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, there must be an adjustment time. The adjustment is in reality, discernment, paradigm. Even for those of you so awake and aware, it's still a man in a chair. The voice is the same as it was a moment ago. But those of you who can discern know that the energy is not the same. My partner knows that there is a compassionate, benevolent energy that comes sweeping over him that says it's time to leave, and he does. He moves away in a way that is so difficult to describe. But he's not sitting here. Not really. It clears the path, not for a takeover, for a partnership. He used to work at it. Working way too hard at it. And then he learned to let go. And at the point he let go, the messages started to flow. It is that way with all humanism. He spoke today and yesterday about how he uses synchronicity to guide his life. Not logic. Here's the engineer telling you not to use logic. It's really a combination, isn't it? It's the logic of survival based upon spiritual common sense and logic that says Spirit knows an overview that you don't. Therefore, if you can learn to trust Spirit, you get an overview that you could never have yourself. And so rather than going for that which you know, you go for what you don't know, but which is available. That's synchronicity. You know, it is calling upon an area that all of you have, but it's tough to get to, really tough. You got to step outside of that which you're comfortable for and with. The adjustment time is over. Some of you are feeling it. I want you to sit for a moment and breathe. Here's the question: could this really be true? Right now, it's not just messages from a man, but there is a benevolent creator who you are part of. And just for a moment, that creator gets to speak to you in your language, the one you understand, in a way that creates a greater energy than just words. Some of you are feeling it. These channels are not about information. These are meditative channels where I just get to sit and love you. Yes, there are those listening. Yes, there are those who will be on a whole different plane than you are, an attitude different than you are, a paradigm at a later time listening to what you call a recording. They'll receive it too. Because Spirit is that way, timeless. If I told you that Spirit knows the potentials of who will hear this, is that too odd to you? Spirit knows the potentials of who is in trouble right now. Days from now, we'll sit and listen to this and feel the love of God. Is that too strange? And if I told you that was the case, would you understand how close you are to Spirit right now? How cared for you are? There is a process that you must be aware of. We've told you again and again that the human being who just sits there waiting for God will sit a long time. You may be aware of Spirit, of the great central source. You really may be a believer. You really may be an old soul who says, yes, I feel it, I know it. And you may be frustrated that nothing is happening. And I want to tell you, as we've said before, you got to take the knob and open the door before anything's going to happen. It takes you asking with more than your voice. You got to believe it. You've got to be at a place, perhaps even on your knees, in a place that said, dear Spirit, tell me what it is I need to know, because this has got to change, or I'm frustrated. And then it begins. Now, some of you said, well, I've done that. But it's still a mystery. Oh, it is a mystery. Because you've opened the door into a place you don't know about. The paradigm is different where you're going when you open the door. You got to throw away what you expect. You got to throw away logic. You've got to be comfortable to open the door, walk inside, and say, this is where I belong. I don't understand any of it, but boy, does it feel good. You're more than noticed, dear ones. We walk with you all the time. But at the point at which you say, I am here, I am ready, I'm walking in the door, then a partnership starts that wasn't there before. This is called free choice. It's interesting that in this new energy, there are more people starting to look around. There are more that don't understand what they don't know, and they'll come to a place like this to hear me. And that then creates an energy, not necessarily of understanding what it's all about, but an energy that says, finally, I know I can open the door. And that's all they may leave with, and that's all they need. But I want to go beyond opening the door. You see, in this energy, there's more. A lot more. I'm going to use a metaphor, a story. A sightless man opens the front door and goes in. He can't see anything. He knows he's in a special place. And he does what a sightless person will do. They will explore slowly, carefully. This is where the door is. Here is the window. Here is an escape path if I need it. I'll count the steps. I will listen to what it sounds like. I'll find the kitchen for sustenance. All of the things that I need for survival, I will explore and find them one at a time. And once he does, then he says, now it's time to live here. I open the door, I'm in the room. I don't know what to expect, it feels good. I found the kitchen, I found the bedroom. Now I have all of what I need. And there he is, and he sits and he lives there for a month, for a year. He'll go to many meetings, and they'll be talking about his experience with spirit, and he says, I'm inside, I know God, I'm an old soul, it feels good. I see changes in my life. But there's more. He starts hearing about things that are new tools. And he says, I've explored every cranny of the area, all of the rooms. I haven't found any tools. There's a little frustration for the sightless man says, I want more. I know there's more. He goes to another meeting. There is more. Go find it. He looks again. He finds nothing more than he found before. And then he's visited by a person who is not sightless, by a person who can see better than he can, because this person has been aware of things that he was not. And they get to talking. And the sightless man says to the one who can see, I've looked everywhere. Can you help me find something I've missed? And the sightless person is begging, what is there that I missed? And the one who could see looks across the room and says, did you ever find the elevator? And he says, I thought it was a window. What's the elevator? And the one who can see says, you didn't know, you've walked in to an 80-story building. You spent your life in one room. When he's alone, he presses the button, and the elevator opens, and it's the beginning of an ascended personality. There is so much to explore. What kept him from finding the elevator? One, he didn't know it was there. He didn't know an elevator was available. So everything he touched and felt, he had a concept of what it should be. The elevator looked to him in the brain that could not see like a window that he couldn't open because his brain expected a window. Am I getting through? What is it you don't expect? What is it you don't know about? Or perhaps you've made up your mind is there or not there? And I want to tell each of you, the love of God is not limited to the one room that you live in. This is a metaphor. What does your room look like? Oh, sightless one. Because you don't have second sight, or because you don't have that which you would say is intuitive power, you tend to make up your mind what is there and what is not. There are answers and solutions for every single problem you brought here. They got your name on it, and some of them are on the second floor, the third floor, the fourth. I want you to leave this place and know that there's an elevator. Of course, it's a metaphor. You know exactly what I'm talking about. What is it you haven't done, you haven't thought of, or that you don't think you can do? Did you know that you sit in each other's Merkabas? Did you know this? If a Merkaba or a Merkaba, that which is the sacred field of the human being, is 26 feet wide, 8 meters, it means that every single one of you is sitting in someone else's Merkaba, maybe overlapping 2 or 3, 4, 5 people. I want to ask you something. Have you ever thought of it? And if you have, what is it? Does it mean anything? When you're alone, you're not sitting there. When you're not alone around other old souls, are you aware of the elevator? Did you know that a collective consciousness is so powerful? Did you know that a collective Akash can be something, a paradigm you've never considered before? What can you do as a group of like-minded people when all of those sacred energy fields are intermingled together and are one thing? Did you know that you could even change the weather? You know how big you are? But you feel alone, don't you? And perhaps isolated, don't you? Because of the singular bias of humanity, everybody's alone. Everybody has one name and one body and walks from place to place alone. You think, and you don't. You don't think. I want you to get out of the box of singularity. The building is bigger than you think that you live in. Yes, there's an elevator. When you sit next to another old soul in a meeting like this, you have so much there that you don't consider. Basically, in a singularity, you look at somebody else and it's a hi, how are you? And that's it. Never understanding that there is a linkage to an amazing amount of power. And the power is compassionate, benevolent power. It's exponential what you can do when you get together. You know, the ancients knew this. When they had their meetings and got together, they knew this. They expected it. They made it work for them. When they didn't have enough food, they got together and created it. And the animals came to them. What do you think of that? There are some stories, and you wonder if they're believable, where the indigenous would get together, knowing that the power they had together could change Gaia, that they had control, literally over nature, certain parts of it, And they would sit there motionless, together, intertwangled, twingled, whatever you want to call it. It didn't have a name. And it created something, and they waited and they waited, and the buffalo would come into their presence, would sit down and give up its life right in front of them. And they feasted for a week. I want you to explain that. This is a power of human consciousness. Allying with nature, who is on your side, a benevolence that is on your side, from the creative source, which is on your side. Don't you dare leave here and think you're alone or that nobody cares. There's an entourage that walks out with you. But it's on the second floor. I want you to find the elevator, a metaphor. That there's more than you think here. Much more than you think. Old soul, this is what you waited for. Some of you are here for it. All we're saying is that there is more for each of you than you have ever considered. And it's much, much more than anything that was taught today. There are things to explore metaphysically, esoterically, spiritually within you that's going to bust things wide open. Years ago, the engineer, who was the man in front of you, sat in a chair and got curious. Who was crying? What was crying? Would it hurt? Would it be evil? A fair question, isn't it? Would it be something that would take over his mind and ruin his life? It's a fair question, isn't it? All based in fear. There are those listening to this who are asking the same questions and have paradigms that are occurring to them, and they're afraid of it. What'll happen? Will it hurt? Is it right? The creator that is in you is part of you and is benevolent and filled with compassion and love. It's not going to hurt. It took a long time for my partner to realize that every single time he sat in the chair, what he felt was love. Because it wasn't what he was used to, it was startling. His bias often got in the way. Was it correct? Was it not correct? And over, all we did was give him love. Then there came a day when he knew it was all right. He found the elevator. This is what we're saying. Not so you can channel, but so that that which is your higher self can be met evenly with you. And you can begin a journey that you haven't really had yet. You really haven't had it yet. It's going to give you peace over the greatest problem you think you have. It may not solve it tomorrow or the next day or next month, but you will have to be, you'll have the ability to breathe because you know it's in your future, it's coming. Relax. It's part of you, and when the cycle is right, it'll be there. Spirit is not a judging spirit. The creator of the universe has seeds within you. You will always be, and you always were. Death is a human occurrence, not that which is spiritual. The soul is forever, always was, always will be. Your name goes here, will always live forever. Your name goes here, always was. that which you hold so sacred, which is the core of you, the very thinking process that's alive in you, that has your name on it, is who we know. It is forever. You'll never die. Not that part. And you'll always be aware, even when you leave this planet, of the love of God. That's the message. It's a good one, isn't it? Filled with promise, beauty, if you want it. Free will. Find the elevator. And so it is.